Going to kick it off with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Good morning, Coach. How we doing?
All right. Good morning, Gary.
Well, last week, no game to talk about, but some spiritual healing, some warm, you know, porridge in the belly, some time to reflect and look back and think about the first nine games, and, you know, a little extra week to prepare for your first round of district football. That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, we're really grateful we got the CJ win and got us the number one seed and got us home field advantage throughout. So, you know, that was really important, because either way you sliced it, if we take care of business tonight, you know, we'd be traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very big for us. And then from the other aspect, just kind of getting our batteries recharged.
Yeah.
Giving them a couple days off and just getting juiced up again, hit the reset button.
Well, you know, the CJ game, we talked about it, how big of a contest that was, and it was a win for the Zizzers, 34-27. There's a possibility the two teams could meet again, but, you know, again, taking care of business tonight is going to be a key factor, and the Logan Rogersville Wildcats will be coming to Zizzers Stadium, and, you know, of course, the flooding and all that, but it is going to be a home game for a little bit. People were calling and asking. I said, well, I don't know. I said, if you can't play here, I just thought, well, they'll probably play at Mountain Grove. And then I seen a post where you guys were practicing there. But, you know, you're no stranger to that facility as well. But so the Wildcats of Rogersville, you guys met earlier, and it was a good win. But that was week what? One, two, three, four. That's week five.
Yeah.
Lots of things have changed for both teams. So, you know, the time off, going back, watching game film and putting together your game plan, what are you seeing out of the Wildcats? Same thing, well, or anything different?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. They started to seem like right around the time we played them, they started to get in a lot more empty sets.
Mm-hmm.
Just really spread the field out, and, you know, they've got some good athletes. And, you know, the quarterback's a freshman, and two of the other best athletes are freshmen, so, which you don't see hardly at all in Class 4. And so they're starting to, you know, still rotating the quarterbacks, but, you know, the freshman is kind of the one that gets the most reps. And, you know, it's kind of a we're going to spread you out, or we're coming in with a full house backfield. You know, it's a mixed bag of both there. So that's what we're expecting to see tonight.
You know, looking at freshmen, I mean, you've been coaching a long time, and you've started freshmen. You've been at different, you know, different places, and you've seen that can be really good in a small case. Most of the time, sometimes it don't really pan out. You got this kid that is just a talent as a freshman, and he's getting smoked, and he picks up bad habits. And then you spend the next 2 years trying to correct those bad habits, the timidness, because he was just getting his bell rung. Are you seeing that out of these freshmen at all?
Man number three back there, he's going to be a good one. Free safety on defense, and then they'll move him around on offense, receiver, running back.
Oh, wow.
Probably, I mean, I may be wrong here. I'm not there every day, but at least on the film, looks like their fastest guy. He's really going to be a good one when it's all said and done. And then they bring in number one, another receiver, corner, freshman, then of course the quarterback. So, but yeah, number three, you know, he's not
your average freshman.
He took a couple shots. I remember week five, Remy ran him over, and she got right back up. And he's a tough kid. And then the quarterback, Alex Judd, smoked him on a blitz. She got right back up. Mm-hmm. So they're not your average freshman.
You know, I think it was you told me this years ago. Years ago, you were at Willow with Steve. Steve couldn't do the show, and you made a comment, and it's always stuck with me, that, you know, districts, freshmen aren't fresh. That freshmen don't need to be playing like a freshman. They need to be playing like a sophomore or junior. Juniors need to be playing like seniors. And for your squad, you know, because you've got some younger, you got some sophomores sprinkled in out here. Are you seeing that kind of progression where, you know, they're playing beyond their years?
That's what you want. I'm sure that's what every coach tells his kids. You know, when you get to a week, you know, really week 7, 8, 9, 10, you've got all those games under your belt. You know, you're no longer a freshman. Or if you're a sophomore, you know, you're really not considered a sophomore anymore. But yeah, we're seeing that. And a lot of those guys aren't even Friday night players. You know, we see it from our freshman guys or our sophomore JV kids that are still on the team and helping us every day in practice as scout team players. You know, we had a kid yesterday we were talking about that's had a really good week, and he's not the same kid that he was back in September. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you want to see.
You know, and looking at where we're at now, how many are you keeping on the roster? I mean, I'm sure there's a few that probably want to put on the pads and do all that, but it's their turn will come. But how many are you going to be taking along with you?
Well, 10 through 12, we've got about 40, and then we had three freshmen that were dressing, and then since the freshman season ended, we've kept three or four more freshmen. So we're somewhere in the neighborhood 46, 47. But that doesn't include we got some guys on the sideline with injuries from the, you know, there are no varsity guys other than Jeff Edgler, but we've got some JV kids that are having to stand around because of their injuries.
Well, so, I bet it's just eating Jeffrey up. I mean, he's, you know, such a good kid and good family, and you just, you know, you hope. Is there, if the season continues, is there a chance?
I'm going to say a slim chance. You hit it on the nail. Such a good kid. I hate it. That's the one thing this year that, you know, as a coach, really bothers me, that there's nothing I can do about. Because he's a kid, you know, we were talking about this other night.
He's worked hard to get where he's at.
Well, I'll tell you this about Jeff. He has not missed one single day in the weight room going back from January off season.
That's leadership.
To the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, not one. So you can say, well, you know, he's been there most of the time. No, he's been there all the time. So it is really, you know, really heartbreaking.
Well, and that's just a sign of really good leadership, because, you know, people feed off of that. You know, he could go home.
Yeah.
He could go home. He could go cruise town, or he could, there's things that, but the brotherhood, you know, I may not be out there with you, but yet I am out there with you every snap. And he's probably your biggest cheerleader right now too, isn't he?
Yeah, what you learn about Jeff is he's real quiet. Don't say a word. He's just going to give you a grin.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like his dad. But, you know, so tonight, again, the game will air on KDY 102.5. And, passes, I don't know if Zizzers have that. You can't – that doesn't work right now, Mishes and control. So you have to pay to get in. The live video stream, that goes through the Misha website, and it's a pay-per-view, but it will be on for free on KDY 102.5. But you need to come on out, because these are the games where an extra 100, 150, you know, fans, where it's, I mean, we've been there. We've been able to experience what it's like when it is jam-packed and it is rocking. I'll go back to, the 2000s and, the 2010s at Salem and Mountain Grove and Willow Springs games and, you know, at Malden games, Liberty Eagle games and Lamar. And when it is so packed, I'm telling you, man, that is the 12th man.
Yeah, that's what we preach to the kids. You know, get your friends here, get the student body here, get your parents, your grandparents.
Get wild, get loud.
Get everybody here. And, this is the time of the season where, you know, we really hope it makes a difference. Getting loud on a third down or a fourth down, mm-hmm. when the opponent has the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic night. And again, feeding these zizzers, you've had folks stepping up each and every week for the West Plains. And I know they do the same thing for the volleyball girls and stuff, but, who do you got giving these zizzers the nutrition they need to rock and roll?
Tonight we got United Free Will Baptist Church. So they fed us last year, and it was a great, awesome meal, so we're hoping we get the same thing.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, tonight the Wildcats of Logan Rogersville will come to town. You win, you get to play again. You lose, you get ready for basketball. Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Gary.